This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With an open heart, we can worry less about which side has been wrong and worry more about joining sides to do right.
Emotional day in Dallas and high emotions in New Hampshire as Bernie Sanders hitches his wagon formally to Hillary Clinton and tries to sway the people who wanted to vote for him to jump on board the Clinton campaign. But first, with heavy hearts, it was all about a president, a former president, a vice president, and really, more than anything else, five fallen police officers. Only 2,062 people could fit into the Meyerson Symphony Center in downtown Dallas. Air Force One, Air Force Two, flying in to Love Field, not too far away from where the symphony plays and where this memorial would be held. 200 invitations went out to police officers who were the closest to those who were killed in the line of duty when a gunman shot them after a peaceful Black Lives Matter rally last Thursday. Hasn't even been a week. And I think we have a clip of the president talking about racial inequality.
We can't simply dismiss it as a symptom of political correctness or reverse racism. To have your experience denied like that, dismissed by those in authority, dismissed perhaps even by your white friends and co-workers and fellow church members, again and again and again, it hurts. Surely we can see that, all of us.
All right, so again, there's the one of the comments from the president's speech today in Dallas. We'll talk more about what happened there. Also let you hear a little bit of former President Bush. I thought he had some excellent things to say, as well as I watched the whole thing, talked to people about it. In fact, spent some time in the CNN bureau today. Justin Duckham joins us from Washington, D.C., Justin, I can only imagine that back in the Beltway, people were talking about what the president had to say and the fact that he talked not only so eloquently, I have to say it, about these officers, but he jumped right into the water when it came to the issue of what's going on with race in America, at one point saying it's not as bad as we make it out to be. What was the reaction in D.C.?
It's very interesting. One of the major headlines that was taken away from that was the statement that we are a lot more unified than we appear to be. And, of course, that seemed to be something that came across today with the fact that he was joined by President George W. Bush. And also, this wasn't reported as much, but he was actually joined on the Air Force One with by Ted Cruz as well, somebody who has been a very big, critic of the president, somebody who the White House has, lectured from the lectern in the press room and whatnot. And so I think that's another sign that this was sort of a push for unity, not just within parties, but just, at the country's level as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting because I watched as the planes landed. As you know, I'm here in Dallas, and you had Air Force Two comes in first, which they always do, and there's a 15-minute buffer, and then Air Force One lands. I guess you're not surprised that the VP was on hand for this too, right?
I'm not, considering that this is something that Biden has spoken about quite a bit as well. Biden actually met at the White House yesterday with law enforcement personnel. The president ended up joining that meeting unannounced in a closed-camera sort of session, and then tomorrow Obama's meeting with law enforcement as well. But back to Biden, this absolutely goes to something that Biden has spoken about quite a bit. You know, he is sort of the administration's, poster boy for the everyman, somebody who has touted a lot of law enforcement issues. So I don't think his presence was, any surprise by any stretch of the imagination.
The big story before the president and the former President Bush spoke and before Senator John Cornyn spoke and the mayor of Dallas, et cetera, and the police chief in Dallas, and they all were there in the Meyerson Center. This came out of New Hampshire. Hillary Clinton now getting the endorsement of Bernie Sanders 30-plus days later when she was the presumptive nominee. But what did you think of Bernie Sanders and Clinton together on the stage?
It was pretty interesting to see, in a non-debate setting, which is probably the first time we've seen that. You know, I hate to use unity as the sort of word of the day, but that was certainly the major takeaway from that endorsement. But beyond that, we also had, Bernie Sanders essentially laying out the specifics for why he was supporting Clinton, essentially acknowledging that he was making concessions on a number of points. For a while on the debate stage, they were absolutely going after each other for the level in which, healthcare should be reformed, the belief that you kind of have to be pragmatic and not lose the gains that you've gotten on the Clinton side, as opposed to the push for immediate universal healthcare on the Sanders side. That was sort of bridged today by his comments. And then, of course, we also had him not just giving a full-throated endorsement of Clinton, but also going after Trump very heavily, trying very hard to draw that contrast, and essentially fulfilling the promise that he's made a good number of times between the time that Clinton was declared as the presumptive nominee and now to do everything he can to defeat Donald Trump.
Yeah. In D.C., how's it all playing out as far as Trump is concerned? Because now behind the scenes, actually, a lot of the shift will be in Cleveland, already ground crews there, the committee meeting. Anything leaking out of Cleveland?
It's getting pretty interesting. We, of course, have the, rules committee that's going to be taking place tomorrow and on Thursday and Friday as well. That's going to be sort of the bellwether test to see if there's any actual movement within the, anti-Trump forces. And then, of course, we have the announcement coming from Donald Trump that's going to essentially be for the vice presidential announcement that's going to be coming up. That's obviously going to probably give him a little bit of a bounce. That's going to get a lot of attention towards him. And it's going to be interesting to see who that's going to be. We do know that apparently within the campaign they are leaning towards Pence, but we are also getting indications that Gingrich has resigned his position at Fox News. His contract was apparently suspended. That's something that they do when people are running for office. They did that for Santorum when he was a candidate and whatnot. And so that's sort of another tell over there. But again, it's also worth noting that Pence is somebody who's from a neighboring state. And if it is going to be an announcement made in Cleveland, which is kind of starting to short itself up as, that's going to be a pretty big tell.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
So what's important is what Justin said there. Mike Pence, Newt Gingrich, it's just a couple of days away from Trump. We are just a couple of days away from Trump announcing who that VP is going to be. And we don't know for sure. Boy, I know some people close to the man, and he is not saying, he's not letting anything slip. So could it be a curveball? And what would that curveball, who would that curveball be? Any thoughts? We go back to Dallas and that memorial coming up around the bend. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I think he is hilarious. But instead, it's Chicks. Chicks rule in this version of Ghostbusters. So the ever-popular Melissa McCarthy, one of the female cast members. At the tail end of the week, we always do our cheap movie review. So we will review Ghostbusters for you. I have a feeling it's going to be a very, very big hit. I thought it was hilarious. I was a kid when Ghostbusters came out. And my brother and I still have references to Ghostbusters. I know. Silly, isn't it? Like, we'll just throw out a Ghostbuster reference. That movie and Jaws. You know, we're going to need a bigger boat. I can't tell you how many times we've said that to each other. We're going to need a bigger boat. But also the Ghostbuster lines, too, which I'll bust them out along the way the next couple of days. But that movie, it is rolling out. I think this and the Jason Bourne, because there's another Bourne movie that also will come out in a couple of weeks. I think they have a chance to be some of the top blockbusters of the summer. I don't know that they'll be the biggest because the Dory movie is huge. I don't know if it can knock Dory off, or maybe would you consider Star Wars? But I think Star Wars was a little bit before what I would call summertime. All right, it wasn't about movies. Unfortunately, it was about a very sad reality in Dallas, Texas. And I've been here and I've watched what's happening. And this week, Nancy Grace's producer from one of the producers from Headline, the Headline News Network, asked me to come on, and I did some reporting for them on the shooter and what we're talking about coming out of Dallas as far as Micah Johnson, his name, is concerned. And luckily, it wasn't anything to do with him. It was all about the five police officers. There still is a sense of, I don't know, shock. Maybe some of that has lifted somewhat, but you can see throughout the city there are roads that are still blocked off. The investigation is still ongoing. In fact, detectives and the FBI and the ATF throwing in their help will comb through 300 witnesses, what they've had to say, then decide who they're bringing back in. And then also all this body cam video. And they're looking at 130 hours there. Plus, every day they seem to find out something new about this troubled former Army reservist and what he really might have had in store for somebody in Dallas or someplace else. And all of that, I think, is going to continue to happen at a slower pace. But the funerals, the memorials, the visitations, that just started in Dallas. In fact, there's funerals the next couple of days. The president came to town, as I mentioned at the top. The vice president was here. And there were mayors and governors that came in from other places, other parts of the country, to lend their support, I think, to the people of Dallas and to the police chief that they see constantly updating everyone, Police Chief David Brown and Mayor Rawlings in Dallas. But the fact that you had the former President Bush and you have President now Obama together, both saying how they feel, how they could honor the police officers, I thought was really quite interesting. They had five seats in the front of this symphony center that were left open for the five police officers who were killed, and they had the traditional flag that was folded and put in the seats to remember all five of them. Here's a little bit of what former President Bush had to say.
None of us were prepared or could be prepared for an ambush by hatred and malice. The shock of this evil still has not faded.
Yeah, shock of the evil, and I think he's right about that. He nailed it there. That pretty much permeates the conversation in Dallas. It's more shock than anything else. President Obama talked about an open heart.
With an open heart, we can learn to stand in each other's shoes and look at the world through each other's eyes. So that maybe the police officer sees his own son in that teenager with a hoodie who's kind of goofing off, but not dangerous. And maybe the teenager will see in the police officer the same words and values and authority of his parents.
Yeah, and there was a lot talked about, too, as well. This came up, the story of the woman who was downtown with her four boys, and she took them downtown for the march to show them that, that they could be part of the solution. As she mentioned, she was trying to teach them that. And what ended up happening, her 12-year-old son afterwards said he wanted to be a cop. So they talked to the president, mentioned, and this is true, I checked with the police department as far as what the response has been, and because so much of the focus overwhelmingly has been on getting the city back in order, combing through the evidence, going through the streets, all of that, they haven't had time to respond. But there's been an avalanche of people applying to be police officers, because one of the things that the chief said is, we be part of this, then. We need you to serve. We need you to step up. We need you to serve. They can't even handle all the inquiries as they go through them, and will go through them, of people that have stepped up and have said, I want to be a police officer. So I thought the, you know, without a doubt, the ceremony itself was just a, I thought, just a great tribute to these police officers, and to remember that, you know, the was said a couple of times, the cops aren't always right. Certainly people going after cops is not right. And then you have all of these details that are coming out where about what happened in Minnesota and what happened in Baton Rouge. And the Baton Rouge officer says Alton Sterling reached for a gun before he was shot. They're standing by that story. And, you know, of course, when you see video and then you hear other accounts of it, it could be one of those they said, you said, and the other guy down the street said. The Louisiana store owner claims that the cops seized his security footage without a warrant. Police tried to use tasers on Alton Sterling before he reached for his gun. And the police officer specifically who fatally shot Sterling, who was a black man, you know, pinned him to the ground. He did it after seeing the man reach for a gun, is what now is definitely being said. But his death helped spur all these protests against excessive force by the cops. He was shot outside of a convenience store after the police responded to a call about a man threatening, they're saying now, a man with a gun. Initially, they were talking about selling bootleg CDs. So the Department of Justice is leading a criminal investigation into it. The FBI and the state police are involved. And a federal civil rights investigation is going to be conducted in this. And the question is, was Alton Sterling's killing justified? And this is what the what they're looking at. What happened here? What happened? The convenience store owner has sued Baton Rouge and the police department, is accusing them of illegally taking him into custody and confiscating his entire security system without a warrant. So we go back to that. We'll see where this all ends up. All right, coming up, odds and ends. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, the dynamic duo or not?
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Our campaign won the primaries and caucuses in 22 states. And when the roll call at the Democratic National Convention is announced, it will show that we won almost 1,900 delegates.
We build bridges, not walls. We put common interest ahead of self-interest. We stand together because we're stronger together.
Hillary Clinton today and Bernie Sanders in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, both uniting, I guess is the best way to put that, because Clinton desperately needed the support of Bernie Sanders, and he was not giving in easily. It's been over 30 days where she's been the presumptive nominee for the Democrats, and he has not held any joint news conference with her or any of that, sat down and had a conversation with her, but now he formally endorsed his former rival. You heard a little bit there from both of them. And he did it pretty enthusiastically, I would say. I heard somebody describe it as an awkward dance. I don't know that it seems that awkward of a dance to me. As Bernie Sanders said, they've known each other for 25 years. But this formally declares the end of the political rivalry. He said pointedly, I've come here to make it as clear as possible why I'm endorsing Hillary Clinton and why she must become our next president. He said Secretary Clinton has won the Democratic nomination, and I congratulate her. He said, we're joining forces to defeat Donald Trump. And she said the same thing, pretty much. That's what they both were saying. And he pledged to support his former rival through Election Day. He said, I intend to do, and I mean, this is the key phrase, I intend to do everything I can to make certain she will be the next president of the United States. So he'll be out there. I don't know how hard he's going to be campaigning, but he's going to campaign for her. And she said Senator Sanders has brought people off the sidelines and into the political process. He's energized and inspired a generation of young people who care deeply about our country. To everyone here and everywhere across the country who poured your heart and soul into Senator Sanders' campaign, thank you. So this is 2 weeks in front of the Democratic National Convention. It effectively puts to rest the fears of a political scenario that would be a nightmare where Sanders could just sit there in the general election or run as a third-party candidate. I never thought he was going to do a third-party end run on her. I just figured he's going to drag it out and make sure that he got something that he wanted. And I guarantee he got something that he wanted. It was killer, the young people that came out for Bernie Sanders. And will they come out for Hillary Clinton? That remains to be seen. Donald Trump, who's never far away from the Twitter sphere somewhere, had this to say. I know you're listening in the nooks and crannies. You ready? He's the best. I will say this. He's the best at coming up with lines for Twitter, how he does it. He says, I am somewhat surprised that Bernie Sanders was not true to himself and his supporters. They are not happy that he is selling out. He knows how to keep it in the lines. And he came back, Bernie Sanders said, big talk from the same guy who was too afraid to debate Bernie in California. So Sanders' endorsement has been a long time coming for Clinton. But now the primaries are behind. Now it's about the convention. Clinton has to pick a VP. Who is that VP going to be? Certainly not. I just can't imagine it's going to be Elizabeth Warren. People have talked about that. I don't see that. I don't think so. I think it's going to be Castro out of Texas myself. But maybe she goes in a different direction. More of the conversation is about Donald Trump's VP, I think, than Hillary Clinton's. I'm not necessarily sure why that is, because I've said it, there's going to be VP debates. I think the VP debates could be huge this time around, and the VP could play a much bigger role leading up to the White House. Once whoever it is gets the presidency, I don't know after that, but I think leading up to it, it's a big deal. So here's the deal. You have the memorial for the five officers who were killed in the line of duty by a mad gunman in Dallas, right on the heels of Black Lives Matters, the end of their rally. The president praises police for doing difficult and dangerous work, but urges them not to ignore complaints of racial bias. He consoled mourners. He challenged Americans to be more open with each other. And the question is, it's frustrating because I wonder, what do you, in your hamlet, in your piece of the world, what does it feel like to you? Do you feel like this is a bitter throwdown battle situation? I mean, the video of the police shootings that have been everywhere over the past week, the narratives, the back and forth narratives about racial discrimination, inequities in the criminal justice system, the dangers of policing. I mean, it's been massive overload. Obama said, can we find the character as Americans to open our hearts to each other? Can we see in each other a common humanity, a shared dignity, and recognize how different experiences have shaped us? He said, I don't know. I confess that sometimes I, too, experience doubt. He called the family members of the two men killed by police in Louisiana and Minnesota when he was on his way to Texas to offer his condolences. So while in Dallas, he praised the police for doing difficult and dangerous work, even when he was calling attention to problems with police practices across the nation. So somehow he was able to bridge that gap. And I think with Bush, too, it was so interesting. I wondered, you know, former President Bush, who lives in Dallas, said, too often we judge other groups by their worst examples while judging ourselves by our best intentions. And I think that there is some truth to that, for sure. I think there is some definite truth to that. It's been a wild, really, couple of years, if you think about it. 1 year ago, he was in an arena. The president was in an arena in Charleston, South Carolina. People had gone there to remember the 9 black people who were killed by a white gunman during a Bible study. And here it is 1 year later, and we're talking about the shock of 5 cops, the most loss of law enforcement lives in a day, except for, you know, talking about 9/11, since 9/11. I mean, tragedy after tragedy. The Orlando situation, the San Bernardino situation, what's happened in Dallas. And our racial tensions, here's the question, our racial tensions... Just for you, where you live, are racial tensions, have they seem to have grown worse because of what's happening with shootings, police shootings, whatever it might be? Does it feel that way? Does it seem as though it's just because we have the internet and there's sometimes outrageous, ridiculous hate that's spewed on the internet? I'm not certain. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in your 2 cents. It is a difficult topic. I will say that is a difficult discussion to have in the United States, which seems so odd because we live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, right? We're all Americans when it comes down to it. We get upset with each other. And maybe that's what it is. None of us practice the art of defenselessness in a different way than you're thinking if you're listening to me. Meaning, let somebody just have their say for a second and take a breath before you respond. I think that's what it is. I think it is like being on the constant Twitter. We jump immediately on the other person. Jump, jump, jump. Before they finish, and perhaps some of what we've seen could have been prevented if that wasn't happening. Or we're combine that with ignoring people who are troubled and not getting help and not noticing red flags. Not paying attention to what's really happening. Coming up, it's about the numbers. We can count. On the flip side, America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Time for another version of We Can Count. It's all about the numbers. Look around and you will see those numbers. How about this? If we look around and you want to see some interesting numbers, let me give you a couple of them, including this. The Southern California home of Ronald and Nancy Reagan sold for how much? How much do you think the former president's house and his wife that they lived in forever, how much do you think that sold for? If you were thinking in the neighborhood of $15 million, you're correct. $15 million. That goes to the estate. As you know, Nancy Reagan, boy, it just seemed like she had 9 lives, didn't it? And what a love story, no matter what your politics are, between Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan. Well, here's what the deal is. The former home of the two sold to billionaire businessman Jerry Parachico for $15 million. Like I said, the L.A. Times reported that they bought the property in an off-market deal. He is the Parachico is the former chairman, I hope I'm saying that right, of Univision. You know, it was originally bought for $2.5 million by a group of friends for the Reagans in '86, 2 years prior to the end of Reagan's second term in office. It's got 7,200 square feet. It has 17 rooms. It has 3 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms. How about that? He must collect properties. Hillbillies. I mean, who knows what he does with that house, but it is kind of an iconic looking house. You'd always see pictures of the West Coast and the Reagans and, I don't know, 15 million. I guess when you're worth billions, what is 15 million? If you think of it that way, it's a pretty big number. They could charge people to come in and see it. They could definitely do that. I don't think they will, though. How about this? Are you shocked to learn that the FBI is no longer actively investigating D.B. Cooper? Not doing it. Do you know about D.B. Cooper? If you don't, I even think there's a good movie about it. It's the craziest story from the 70s. So it's a 45-year investigation. Here's what the deal is. The FBI has investigated since a man calling himself Dan Cooper hijacked a Boeing 727 over the Northwest in 1971. He jumped out the back of the plane wearing a business suit and a parachute after receiving $200,000 in ransom money. But no sign of this guy has ever emerged. Through bundles of cash matched by serial numbers that were found in 1980, they thought that was going to happen. Every single time they think they can identify him, they can't. I say, give up the ghost. That many years, if somehow it falls into their lap, fine. But I just don't think it will. That is a long, long time, isn't it? I think the story is wild. He jumps out of the back of a 727, hijacks it, no problem. And I want to say Treat Williams, I bet that's who it was. Treat Williams played D.B. Cooper in the movie. I think so. But I think that story is wild. And he got away with the loot. Got away with it. All right, moving on to more numbers. I mentioned before Hillary Clinton now and Bernie Sanders are good best buddies. The number that is significant is the fact that Sanders did a 30-minute speech and he kept mentioning Clinton by name without acknowledging she was standing next to him looking on. We're joining forces, but I'm staring straight ahead for a half an hour. That was the one moment I would give them that I would agree with. So here's what's significant, and Sanders said this, our campaign won the primaries and caucuses in 22 states. There's a number for you. And when the roll call at the Democratic National Convention is announced, it will show we won almost 1,900 delegates. So that's pretty big, but it's just not big enough, which was the problem for Bernie Sanders. If he was going to be able to beat Hillary Clinton, he had to have those delegates. And boy, was it not confusing to try to figure out superdelegates, delegates, how many delegates came from what state? I think not that the Republicans can't be confusing, but they may have actually streamlined it a little bit more. I think they need to re-rack that whole thing. All right, somebody counted this, so I will throw it out to you. And it's interesting, Quentin Tarantino, who is a video guy who sold videos at a video store and then became this cultural sort of icon, initially an underground guy, but then not so much, was pretty popular. He says he's going to do 2 more films and that's it. So rare for anyone in Hollywood to, especially at a younger age, to say, yeah, expect just 2 more and then I'm done. He really burst out to the stage with Pulp Fiction. And he calls his career, his relationship with actors is what it's about and what keeps him going. So he has a kind of a cult following. He said he was planning on stopping at 10, so two more. He doesn't want to go beyond that because of, what, Reservoir Dogs, one of them Pulp Fiction, Jackie Brown, Kill Bill 1, Kill Bill 2, Django, Hateful Eight. It seems like he, as somebody said, he makes movies in threes. And some of those movies, I mean, they're violent as all get out usually. But the lines in the movie are so well written. So I was, actually, I have to say, I was kind of surprised to have him put a number on it and say that this was all he was going to do. That was it. Because usually that doesn't happen. Usually you have to take a crane and take people out of Hollywood kicking and screaming. Because for so many, it's when, especially when they build their name up, it's like an ATM. I mean, let's face it. And in his case, he did have that mystique that surrounded him. And some of his films were critically acclaimed. There's no question about that. So because of it, I think that really, because of that, it really surprised me to see that he was actually going to say, hey, this is it for me, I'm done. All right, speaking of being done, the All-Star Game, done. Who do you think won, the American League or the National League? If you were thinking the guys who have designated hitters, then you were right. The American League means they get the advantage in the World Series. The American League, the winner, beating the National League. This was played out in San Diego, and it gave some teams who were dealing with injuries a chance to rest some of their stars. But Eric Hosmer and Salvador Perez made sure that the Royals would start at home if they get a chance to defend their World Series title because of what they were able to contribute. They burst on the scene and they got the runs that they needed. So the American League wins it 4-2. Thanks so much for hanging with us, spending some time with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.